Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce board members, Misty Von Baron and Lee Kuhn. So Lee and Misty, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Yep, thanks for having us, Joe.
So obviously, we're coming from the Chamber Coffee that was held this morning, and we're already looking forward to next month's Chamber Coffee, correct?
Yes, we are. Next month's Chamber Coffee is going to be on October 13th, which is the second Friday of the month, and we are going to be having that at Holland Financial in their new old location, which is located at the corner of 2nd and Warford. So we're excited for Dean to be back in his original location, and we welcome all the members to come down and celebrate his new space and see what he has to offer.
All right. Now, today's Chamber Coffee was at the new Chamber offices in the Towncraft building. So what can you tell me about the new facility and how it is so far?
Well, we just got everything moved over this week, which was quite a chore. Got the computers all hooked up. The internet's on. Phones are hooked up. Julie's officially been in there for 3 days, I believe. So we're still getting used to it as well. The space itself is fantastic. I mean, it'll be a good location because I believe it's a little bit more centered downtown than down at the end of the street. So looking forward to the new changes for sure.
And of course, that's a new neighbor for you, right, Lee?
Yes, it is. Yeah, right next door to me. So I don't have to run down as far for meetings and whatnot. So
any progress made on renting out more offices or anything like that, or is it still kind of where it's been?
It's where it is, but we're hopeful now that there's a chamber presence in there along with Aaron Butler with Butler Appraisals. That's the other entity that's in that space, that we can really get that co-working space that the city and the chamber envisioned up and running. There's quite a few different options if you just want to drop in for the day, if you need to have a meeting. I mean, there's various options for people that are kind of commuters or just need an office space, those that work from home kind of thing. So it's a great opportunity for the business community.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of recent things happening downtown, last night was the third to last farmers market of the year. So what can you tell me about the farmers markets moving forward for the rest of the year?
Well, we have two left. Our last one will be on September 21st. And I think everybody's agreed that the move from the past location over on the corner of First and Willis to downtown has been a positive move. I see every week as I look out my back door, a lot of times it seems to grow in popularity. The crowds get bigger. The event lasts longer into the evening. I mean, you know, they used to be done in a couple hours when they were at the other location, and now they seem to run from mid-afternoon till early evening. So it's been a positive move for all of us, I believe.
Yeah, I know when the move was being discussed, the idea was to make it more of a event feel for the city. Would you say that that's been accomplished?
Absolutely. Personally, I'm more apt to go to the farmers market now just in its new location, simply because a lot of people, you know, you might be driving down 2nd Street and like, oh yeah, farmer's market, you know, stop by. Whereas in the other location, it was kind of tucked away in a corner. It's really bringing people into the downtown area. I know that there's been several people that have ventured into the Scottish Fox, which is across the street, to see the new businesses that are popping up downtown. So I think that it's been a welcoming change, and we've got great vendors, and we two more. So if you haven't been, come down. Two more. There's usually food available. If you don't get food there, you can go down to La Poste at the cellar, grab some food there, come back. It's a great evening event.
Yep. And I think the last time I went to the farmer's market, I actually hit the farmer's market, went over to El Train, and then got some popcorn on my way back. And yeah, it was the
perfect
whole thing. So
perfect. You got dinner, snacks, you know, and entertainment. It's awesome. Did you get your face painted too?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm a little past that.
No.
All right. Well, do you know when next year's farmers market will start? I know that's a ways in the future, but probably be here before you know it.
We usually begin the June area. I don't know the exact date, but I would imagine that somewhere in that area, and Emily or, you know, the farmers market people will be on hand to let us know more. And she's constantly, Emily Leslie's constantly trying to add new events to the farmers market. She's done a great job with this and promoting it and promoting the downtown area. So we thank Emily for that. She's a great addition to our chamber board.
All right. So I've heard that from multiple people. So that's not just Misty saying that. So now, Misty, one thing that you in particular with school starting up here are dealing with is the walking school bus. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, walking school bus is like my passion. This is a event that started probably 4 or 5 years ago with the help of Dallas County Public Health and a grant from the Wellmark Foundation, where they got some Safe Routes to School money to start a program where kids would walk to school versus being bused or dropped off. It encourages kids to get out, get some exercise. It allows them to kind of burn off some energy before school. And then a few years ago, I took over being kind of organizing it, and it has grown tremendously. We have a great group of volunteers that come every single week. We have people from Dallas County EMS. Lee is one of my favorite volunteers. He comes whenever he's not working the EMS, and I don't want him to come to walking school bus when he's working EMS, because that's the problem. We have people from Dallas County Hospital. We have Hy-Vee. We have, you know, the local realtors come and volunteer. And we are up to, last Friday, we had over 41 kids walk on Friday. So it's huge. It's a great program, and if you ever see me out and about, I will talk your ear out about walking school bus, because it's my passion.
All right. How can people get involved with that, like the students?
For students, they all have a permission slip that was sent home for them. They can ask Mrs. Malam in the office, or you can stop by the library, and I can get you a permission slip, or, you know, give me a call at the library.
All right. And will that continue? Like, I guess, what are the days that will run through?
We do walking school bus every Friday, and we are going to go through the Friday before Thanksgiving break this year. And then we're also going to do a special walking school bus on Wednesday, October 4th, because that's National Walk to School Day. So this season, we're doing 12 total days that we're walking.
Okay. Does that include the spring then as well?
Spring will start up again in the week after spring break.
Okay.
And then we'll go from then till the end of the school year.
All right. Now, one last thing that's coming up here on the horizon is Perry's homecoming, and in particular, the homecoming parade. So what can you tell me about this and what's happening with it?
Well, Joe, this will be our second year bringing the homecoming parade back to the community after a 10-plus year hiatus without having a homecoming parade. So as a chamber last year, we felt it was important to try to engage the community and the spirit of homecoming week in general with all the kids and bring that parade back to the community. And last year, I would just say it went off without a hitch, very successful, had a great crowd out there that all followed everything down to the downtown area afterwards, where Raccoon Valley Bank barbecued and the players signed some autographs and things like that. So we're glad to say that we're bringing that back again this year. I believe September 20th at 6 o'clock. I think we're talking 6:30. We're not 100% sure on the time right now. The school has us scheduled at 6 o'clock start time, and that will run same route as last year from the high school down Willis and turning north on Second Street, and then ending by the bank as again. So, looking forward to that. Like I said, 2 weeks is going to come real fast. So, want to let the public know that that's still on the schedule, and we hope to see everybody out there again this year.
And if anyone's interested in having an entry, a parade float, if they want to sponsor one of the class floats, by all means, get in touch with the chamber office, and we can get you hooked up with the right people, because this truly is a community event, and it really showcases our spirit that we have for our community.
All right. Well, Lee Coons and Miss Yvonne Barron, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Come visit us at our new office. I'm on the corner of 2nd and Willis, 1124 Willis Avenue to be exact, Suite A. And also go ahead and follow us on Facebook if you can.
So. All right. All right. Well, thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lee Coons and Misty Von Barron. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.